It is now time for our reality check segment. Honolulu Civil Beats education reporter Suban Lee has been looking at student scores during this time of working remotely. Good morning, Suban.
Good morning.
So I was kind of intrigued to learn that DOE had a dashboard that was they were reporting this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a new dashboard that they created, an interactive dashboard that covers various different categories, grades, PPE supplies in schools, student attendance, how many students are distance learning, teacher telework, school meals, etc. But this is something that the Board of Education had asked the DOE to compile to see if their 2021 reopening plan was working. So this is the first data snapshot we've received since they've created that platform.
So the results that we saw posted up there, not so good.
Well, what is interesting about the data is that it's it does tell us how some students fared this first quarter, going from August 17th to October 2nd, of course. So we're looking at just that very minimum window. But what it shows us is that many students received failing grades. And on the other hand, many students did not receive a grade at all because either their school chose not to issue a grade or because they just simply didn't have enough data for that student's work to issue a grade. So I think that tells us two things. One is that students are struggling to sort of keep up with the distance learning, at least in the first quarter, and as well as the fact that many students are just simply not completing the work, so their teachers can't evaluate them. But the dashboard lays that out per grade level, elementary students up to high schoolers. And what stood out to me was how the percentages seemed quite high for failing grades at the high school level and the lack of data at the high school level. And with elementary levels, how, well, they don't get grades, of course, but they get meets proficiency or well below proficiency scores. Those were also sort of tipping high, and based on my observation of that.
Yeah, I mean, that is a little worrisome when we're talking high schoolers because, you know, they're preparing to get into colleges.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, their transcripts are going to be what colleges look at for admission. And I know that the entire country right now is grappling with this as far as can you compare this year really fairly to any other normal year? I mean, all across the U.S., this is a situation that no one has ever dealt with before. So when students interact with their learning or they're getting grades and they are adjusting they had to adjust quite rapidly to this new academic environment, are colleges going to adjust how they, their criteria for incoming freshmen? Of course, that is a distinct and I think a current possibility and reality. So I don't think anyone is looking at these grades in a vacuum.
Now, for the lower lower education, elementary age, middle school, I mean, the numbers are down, and it's in the core subjects, right? English, math.
Sure. What the data are, or the DOE is collecting data on, are those elemental subjects. So we're talking like English and reading, mathematics, and then at the high school level, like science, social studies, math, and English. So the core subjects. But what's interesting also about the dashboard findings is that at the elementary age level, you're seeing more students return to the classroom. So, right, there is that disparity between who can go back right now and who cannot. And that totally depends on the availability and whether students can accommodate students back into the classroom. So elementary kids are going back at a more frequent rate than the upper level kids, but it's just happening right now. So I don't think we'll see the results of that on student achievement until third or fourth quarter even of next year.
Okay, so we need to be checking that dashboard to see how our cake year are doing. Thanks so much, Suban.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
That was reporter Suban Lee with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.